There was a major Hillary Clinton campaign rally in Center City, Philadelphia today, but without the candidate who's still recovering from pneumonia. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Clinton had a pretty potent stand-in, President Barack Obama, and WHYY's Dave Davies was there.
Hello, Philadelphia!
It was a warm reunion between Obama and Philadelphia Democrats who've given him big receptions and huge electoral wins in his own presidential campaigns. He was back asking for the same kind of effort for Clinton. He said he wasn't just going through the motions, that he was seriously, personally committed to her. Which he said some find surprising because they remember how Obama and Clinton battled in 2008 for the Democratic nomination.
And it was tough, because Hillary's tough. Every time I thought I had that race won, I was like going up the Rocky steps, you know? I was about to celebrate, and then I look, and she's right there. And I got whooped here in Pennsylvania. She whooped me.
But Obama said this election amounts to a fundamental choice about who we are as a people, about the very meaning of America.
This isn't Abraham Lincoln's Republican Party. This is a dark, pessimistic vision of a country where we turn against each other. We turn away from the rest of the world. They're just fanning resentment and blame and anger.
He criticized Donald Trump, of course, but he also borrowed a trick from Trump's rallies, in which the candidate turns the crowd's attention to the press riser behind the audience.
But I sure do get frustrated with the way this campaign is covered. Guys in the back, I'm just telling you the truth about how I feel about this. Do you mind if I just vent for a second?
Obama said nobody grades the presidency on a curve, but somehow Trump seems to escape the kind of scrutiny that others get.
Donald Trump says stuff every day that used to be considered as disqualifying for being president. And yet, because he says it over and over and over again, the press just gives up and they just say, well, yeah, you know, okay.
Obama didn't address any of the controversies that have dogged Clinton during the campaign, about her emails, the Clinton Foundation, her health, or her calling some Trump supporters deplorables. He did say when she joined his administration as Secretary of State, he saw what she was made of.
And so for 4 years, I had a front row seat. I watched her intelligence. I watched her judgment. I watched her discipline. I saw her in the Situation Room where she argued in favor of the mission for bin Laden.
He called Clinton the most qualified person, woman or man, ever to seek the presidency and urged the crowd to register their friends to vote and work hard for a win in November. Obama's visit underscores the importance of Pennsylvania in the presidential contest. Just a few hours after his speech, Trump is scheduled to speak at an event in Delaware County. Dave Davies, WHYY News.